Welcome again to the Essential Install podcast series. I'm David Kitchener, the Managing Director of All Things Media Limited, the company that brings you Essential Install magazine and EI Live, amongst other projects. It's been a while since I recorded the last podcast, mainly because we as a company have been incredibly busy, I'm pleased to report. This podcast, however, is completely different. Over the past 25 podcasts, I've spoken to distributors, manufacturers, and industry associations, but this is completely different because I am talking today about advertising. Yes, advertising. My colleagues and I frequently hear, "I don't advertise because I don't believe in advertising." Why? Have you had a bad experience advertising? I can't imagine one. Advertising is a good thing. It creates brand awareness not only for the product or services being advertised, but also for the company stocking or selling the product. I also hear from some companies that they are not doing as well as they would like, because the bigger boys are sapping all the business out of the industry. But if you look at those bigger boys, they all have a regular advertising campaign month in, month out. Why? Because they believe in advertising, which is how they built their business, but also how they maintain their business by keeping their company and brands they represent to the fore in advertising. There is a common phrase used these days: you need to be in it to win it. This could be said of advertising. These smaller companies that don't advertise because they don't believe in advertising are being left behind, in my view. So why are the larger companies doing regular business? Because they include advertising in their company's marketing mix because it works. As most of you will know, I founded the company some 15 years ago with a magazine called Essential Install. Essential Install covers the residential AV and smart home market sectors and is currently the market leader in its field. In fact, we've got Daniel Sait, the editor of said magazine, on the podcast today, and Dan will be chipping in as and when. One thing I repeatedly point out is the frequency of advertising, the volume of advertisers the magazine carries. Again, why? Because advertising works for them and they do good business because of it. They offer products and services to the reader to make their life easier, to provide solutions, and for the reader to make money within their own businesses. Who are these companies our readers are going to buy from? Manufacturers and distributors whose products they don't see in the leading magazine regularly, or from regular advertisers that advertise month in, month out, and by doing so create a relationship with the magazine reader. But make no mistake, advertising is all about continuity. Placing one advertisement in a magazine and expect to put hundreds of thousands of pounds on their turnover from that one ad simply do not get it. As I said a moment ago, companies need to build a relationship with the reader, which in turn builds trust. This is what continuity in advertising does. Having said all of that about advertising, let me just touch on the magazines that carry the advertising. Most of you will know that this subject is very dear to my heart. This is because our company publishes the leading trade CI magazine in Essential Install, and the leading electrical contracting magazine, ECN, standing for Electrical Contracting News, both of which have a distinctly targeted readership. But let's not confuse readership with circulation. Circulation is the actual number of copies that are mailed to the recipient, while readership basically means pass on readership. In the case of Essential Install, which has a monthly circulation of just over 5,000, it also has a pass-on readership of at least 2 readers per copy. So the readership is therefore over 10,000 copies. Also, don't get confused between consumer publishing and trade publishing. When I hear print is dying, in my view, this is pertaining to consumer publishing, which has suffered over the years from declining circulations, hence national newspapers going online. In the consumer world, advertisers are targeted mainly through Google and Facebook, and this is the main reason why national newspapers are suffering with their print runs declining. The B2B trade press, however, is thriving. Like most other media, magazines seek to inform, persuade, and entertain their audiences and give them good quality editorial and advertising messages. Our magazines don't throw themselves together. We employ journalists, advertising salespeople, good editors and designers to produce our products. The end result is a targeted magazine put together for the specific target audience and mailed to the reader. Audience targeting is one of the main advantages of trade magazines because certain groups of people are more likely than others to be interested in particular goods or services. With a targeted audience, magazine advertising can provide the best way to reach them without wastage. So the benefits of magazines, I'll just run them down, kind of in bullet form really. Audience selectivity, specific audience targeting, long life, retention value, excellent editorial environment, artistic variety, bleeds, gatefolds, inserts, pop-ups, spreads, good secondary readership, i.e. pass on readership inside and outside the business, and of course, high quality colour reproduction. So what makes a magazine attractive? The best magazines don't just deliver content to their readers, they do it in a conversational style that creates a rapport. The B2B editor will stamp his or her personality on a magazine. Every single feature or story in a magazine should convey the message that we know and understand your readers. What is a magazine and its purpose? A magazine will, in general, be written in a concise style and will usually offer more in-depth coverage of news. If a newspaper attempts to inform, a magazine, in contrast, attempts to enlighten and entertain. Just moving on to something that's, again, dear to my heart, the marketing mix all companies should have. I would add that one thing that does get to me these days is the lack of marketing knowledge. When a company looks to promote itself, services or products, it should put together a mix of marketing. You see, marketing is not just advertising or PR. It should be a mixture of these disciplines and include online activities, social media and events, all of which work in different ways but achieve the same end. Any respectable publisher will combine online activities, newsletters, advertising and editorial, all of which combine to work together. If you take any of these activities in isolation, you will not get the results that you get by combining them all. So the answer to the question, which I am frequently asked, do magazines have real worth, is a very definite yes. Magazines are essential in society in their specific industries. So to summarise, advertising works and magazines are an essential part of any company's marketing mix. So don't hide behind the statement, I don't believe in advertising. In the long run, it will only hold your company back. That was my diatribe, Dan. No doubt you've got a lot to add to that.
It's a subject that comes up a lot, and obviously I'm a journalist. I'm not a salesperson, but I do have a quite a nuanced view of this, just simply because, well, going back into the Stone Age, I did used to be a salesperson. I used to sell car security systems door to door.
Well, we won't hold that against you, Dan.
No. Yeah. Under assumed name, obviously. And then I had lots of other jobs before I got into journalism, and some of them involved advertising, marketing. But every single business that I worked with, whether it was in retail or even in like local government, everyone that was successful always had a really good understanding of how to promote what they did. And like you say, have a mix of ways of communicating. It's rare to find someone that's really successful that just does one form of communication with an intended audience, a mixture of things, particularly these days when there's so many different platforms you can be on, to just favour, either one or a few types of communication, I think is missing a trick, simply because you need to cover all the bases, because your competitors probably are. That word competitor, I think is probably more relevant now than it ever has been in many, many sectors, and especially our own. I think as we've seen some growth, I know, for lots of people, this year hasn't been as great, but we have seen some growth in the sector in the last few years. Obviously, competition comes with that.
The sector you talk about, the AV and home automation sector, yes?
Yeah. So advertising has always been an important part of this sector and any sector. I mean, I started my career in journalism at a very large company which I won't name, where there were about 50 trade magazines. And the setup there was that the advertising and the editorial teams barely spoke. We sat in different parts of the building. We had nothing to do with each other. And I remember thinking, this seems a bit odd. Surely, as journalists and being at the front line of information gathering, interviewing people, we will get information that would be useful to the salespeople.
Back in the day, Dan, and I've been around a long time, you're absolutely right. They would not talk to each other.
No, and when I said, well, maybe we should have, like, you know, some communication, some meetings, I was told in no uncertain terms, no, that is not something that ever happens. Don't suggest it again, basically. Yeah. But then obviously we would go to some of the same events on the same trips as the salespeople. And I just started saying to them, look, I know for a fact that, you know, this company's got a product coming out. You know, we just began a dialogue that was very beneficial to both our efforts. And I carried on doing that, you know, right throughout working at that particular company and right throughout my career. So I like to think as a journalist, I have probably a slightly better understanding of advertising, how it works and its benefits than many other journalists, simply because they haven't been involved with it and haven't wanted to be, or it just hasn't been part of their career. But, you know, I have a kind of a unique perspective on it, and I've seen how it, you know, I've seen how it, even though I'm not directly involved in that side of our business, I see directly how it works, and the companies that have used it effectively and intelligently have done well. And I think, I know it's difficult because obviously companies have got budgets, they've got, you know, money to spend or not money to spend. It just depends on where their business is at the moment. But I think one of the ways to look at it is that we always used to do this when I was writing about retail. Training was a massive subject that came up all the time. And the retailers that I was working with at the time, a lot of them used to say, well, you know, what if I train my staff, spend money on that, and they leave? Mm. And the answer to that was always, well, what if you don't train your staff and they stay? Because, you know, you're sort of saddling yourself with people that are not optimized in terms of what you want them to be doing. And I think the same adage applies a little bit to advertising. You know, if you fail to dip your toe at least, I think, how do you know it doesn't work? Like you said earlier, maybe people have had a bad experience in the past, but I think that's usually because it hasn't been done properly, or you know, the company they've been working with haven't delivered what they've promised. So I would always just say to people, look at expenditure and just think of advertising as part of the plan, whether it's a small part or a very large part. You should always try and be have some involvement, just because it's one of those boxes that successful companies tick, and it does work for them.
Install Magazine is the leading title for the smart home, AV and home cinema markets. Packed monthly with news, views, features, products and case studies, it's a must read for any integration company looking to source new products and increase their profits. If you'd prefer to get your smart home and high quality AV news online, then get along to essentialinstall.com. Updated daily with news, product releases and case studies. Essential Install is the last word in smart home, AV and home cinema coverage. Don't miss out. Stay up to date with Essential Install in print and online.
The interesting thing is, I mean, I think most companies, they use social media. I know quite a few companies that are prolific on social media. They provide, you know, they're the first ones to provide you with editorial for you to publish. Well, all of that is a form of advertising. It's actually getting out there. Now, true, social media doesn't cost anything, but all companies, in my view, should create some sort of budget. And if they come to companies like ours, you know, we will help them spend that budget give them, but certainly provide them with added value in spades. But to actually say, and I've heard it, the reason why I wanted just to put this podcast together, I've heard, or we collectively here from the sales point of view, Have heard more than half a dozen times, no, I don't believe in advertising. Well, I just don't get it, you know. And the companies, as I alluded to in my little kind of diatribe there, the companies that will put, you know, they'd pay for an ad in one of our magazines, so they'll get the coverage, but that will be one ad. And then they expect that one ad to make them £1 million overnight. It just doesn't work that way. It's about continuity, and it's about building a relationship, as I said, and trust with the readership.
Yeah, it's certainly better in my experience to take whatever budget you do have, and it's better to do sort of little and often rather than one big kind of splash. Over the years I've worked with many manufacturers who sort of told tales of their PR company or whoever, saying, you know, stand by your phones on Monday, I've got you in the Sunday Times supplement.
Yeah,
you know, and then nothing happens. You know, someone's spent quite a bit of money on that, and it's you know, and it's the old kind of story of, you know, the wrong audience for the wrong amount of money.
But certainly it's a trust, and it's a building trust and building a relationship thing, isn't it? Because we know on Essential Install, of course, that, you know, we've got loyal readers. They love the magazine. They tell us they love the magazine and why they like the magazine. And that's why people should advertise in it on a regular basis, because it's building up that trust and relationship.
Yeah, I think that you're right in the sense that I always work on the the adage, if you, I mean, I know this from like trying to get sort of award entries or some of the initiatives we've done over the years, or when we're promoting events and things like that. If you say something 10 times, then people probably hear it once.
Yeah, true.
That's just the reality of communication. And I think
in general, yes.
Going back to what you're saying about the communication mix, there was just some people out there who respond to different types of messages. So some people respond very well to a bit of social media content or, you know, an opinion article or something like that. But there are also lots of people who respond better to a very direct type of message that the advertising is better at doing. So we have a real mix of things in the magazine. We one of the reasons we've been successful, I think, is because we maintain our editorial, standards.
Well, editorial integrity is paramount.
Yeah, yeah. We'd like to have, you know, genuine comment, opinion from installers, from manufacturers, from distributors. So we never let what we're covering editorially be dictated by the advertising. Obviously, they work hand in hand a little bit here and there, but the one thing that we've always done when we launched the magazine and have maintained that is that it's a magazine people want to read because it's a genuine account of what's happening in the industry rather than an account of what people want to spend money on. So that relationship with the readers is based on that trust. And I think that's also something that potentially advertisers are buying into. You're not just buying space and time. You're buying a relationship between what's on that page and what people experience when they pick up the magazine every month. You know, they like, trust, and expect a decent product to come out 12 issues a year, simply because that's what we've been doing.
To update them and keep them abreast of what's going on in their industry.
Yeah, so I think when you're thinking about whether to advertise or not, it's not just about the space that you're buying, it's about the relationship that product has with its audience. Some of the world's most successful magazines are obviously powerful brands in their own right, and that attracts, you know, money anyway. But they what they all of them have is a very strong relationship with their audience. So if you take a magazine, I don't know, Vogue, let's say, if you're interested in fashion, that's your Bible. That's your go-to. People trust it. They understand it. They employ the right people to maintain that reputation. And, you know, in our own small way, I like to think we're the Vogue of the AV industry, simply because that's our interest. That we do the magazine because we love this industry. we hope that that is reflected on the pages. And so again, going back to what I was saying about relationships, whether it's editorial, advertising, whatever involvement people have in the magazine, hopefully they're buying into that relationship, that sort of fulcrum that we've tried to create in the industry that brings success to obviously our own business, but also everyone that's involved.
I totally agree. Obviously, one thing I would say is we do, between Dan and I, we do listen to the marketplace. We do listen to the marketplace that we serve, the market sector, because we want to give, you know, there's an old marketing adage that says, don't give the marketplace what you think the marketplace wants, but find out what the marketplace wants and then give it to them. So we listen to the industry all the time, which tends to help shape the way we design the magazine, the way Dan writes the magazine, etc. So just as an aside, if anybody listening wants to talk to us and feel that they can improve or they have ideas to improve our magazine or magazines, please get in touch with either Dan or I, because we just welcome any comments to improve and maintain what we're doing with the magazine. Our corporate website is www.allthingsmedialtd.com. All our magazines and exhibitions and awards evenings are on there. And indeed, both Dan's contacts and my contacts are there. So, yes, there we are, Dan. I hope we've made our point, do you think?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, you know, it's not about beating people around the head with this stuff. It's just making sure people are aware of, you know, that there is that experience and relationship with you and our sales team to dip into. And, you know, if they want to ask about how any of it works, or, you know, and I think there is one thing maybe that people make assumptions sometimes that it's going to cost them loads and loads of money. It's about fitting a budget around what suits people. And it's the same with the editorial. You know, some people like to do editorial of one type, some people like to do you know, different things. So it's like anything that we're doing, it's like you say, we listen to people and we're trying to find solutions that work for people, you know, in much the same way as, you know, installers create bespoke systems for their customers, we try and create a bespoke service for ours.
Absolutely. And you know, unlike other publishers that probably we all know and love, we are approachable. We are. We would consider anything. We consider any good ideas, any inclusions you think on the magazine. And I use the word exploit in this way. If anybody out there feels that they can exploit the magazine, do talk to us, because you know, we're here to listen to everybody. So that's about it. The next Essential Install podcast will be with DBM, part of the Meridian family. That's being recorded on the 15th of December and out to the wider world a few days later. We've booked studio recording time now every single month, so these podcasts will be out monthly very regularly. So, Dan, thanks for your time. Thanks for everything today. And so that's goodbye from me and goodbye from Dan, as they commonly say. Have a great month. Thank you for listening.
Speak to you soon, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Essential Install Magazine podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast in your chosen podcast app so you never miss an episode. Stay up to date with Essential Install in print and online. Visit essentialinstall.com.